This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، whenever we encounter these special times in the year, the days and the months that Allah Azza wa Jal had made special, had honored, they serve to remind us of what is important and what is not. They serve as lessons that call us to examine the promises of Allah Azza wa Jalla and call us to examine our own choices. Shahrullah al-Muharram, the month of Muharram, the month of Allah, the sacred month, whom the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that the best voluntary fasting in the fasting of the month of Muharram houses the day of Ashura. The 10th of Muharram, that is the day when Allah Azza wa Jal saved Musa and his people, Musa alayhi salam, and his people from Pharaoh, and he drowned him and his soldiers. And in the beginning, Muslims in Medina, they had to fast the day of Ashura before Ramadan came in. Before Ramadan was an obligation, Ashura was the obligation. And then after Ramadan became the obligation, Ashura became the recommended fast. But it's still a recommended fast. And it links Muslims to what happened to Musa alayhi salam and what happened to Pharaoh. When he asked the people of the book, why are you fasting it? They said, this is the day when Allah Azza wa Jal saved Musa and the people with him, and he destroyed Pharaoh and his soldiers. قَالَ فَصَامَهُ مُوسَى شُكْرًا لِلَّهِ وَأَمَرَ بِصِيَامِهِ. So Musa alayhi salam fasted that day in gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal for that great ni'mah. And he asked people to fast it. And that's why we are fasting it. And so when we are fasting it, we are remembering in gratitude as well Allah saving Musa alayhi salam and the believers around him. And that opens up the idea of gratitude. Shukrullahi ala ni'am. That is, as you are facing a new year, that to focus on the ni'mas of Allah Azza wa Jal that you have, and thank him for it. Allah Azza wa Jal says, أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. It says, do you not see or comprehend that Allah has facilitated whatever is in the heavens and on earth for you, meaning to serve you, for your sake. وَأَسْبَغَ, and he surrounded you in full with his ni'mas. ظَاهِرَ وَبَاطِنَ, visible and invisible. External and internal, meaning the, some of them with the ability to see, meaning you can see them, you can detect them, and some of them are invisible to you. You cannot even see them. They pass you by. So here Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us what? He's telling that, look at how many ni'mas you have. Outwardly, inwardly, throughout your life, from the moment that Allah, that your mother gave birth to you, all the way to your death and beyond, you are reveling, you are surrounded in the ni'mas of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the greatest of these ni'mas, if you and I only notice, is the religious ni'mas, the ni'mas of Iman. So Musa alayhi salam, when he wanted to thank Allah Azza wa Jal, he thanked him for the ni'mah of destroying an enemy of his and saving them from his tyranny and aggression, of subduing disbelief and elevating Iman, freeing the believers and fulfilling the promise that Allah had given to them. So every ni'mah that you have that is worldly is eclipsed, dwarfed by a ni'mah of Iman. The ni'mah of the Quran, the ni'mah of the Sunnah, the ni'mah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, the ni'mah of being able to read the Quran and learn from it, to follow the Sunnah, not only the presence of the Sunnah, but to have an interest and a willingness to read it and follow it, the ni'mah of remembering the hereafter and working for it. All of these are ni'mas that require that you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. And also all the worldly ni'mas that we have, because and if you become a grateful servant of Allah Azza wa Jal, you will discover more of His ni'mas. The fact is that because we are too familiar with the ni'mas of Allah Azza wa Jal, we fail to appreciate them. Of course, until you and I lose them, then in their absence you realize how precious they were. But as long as you had them for a while, you get so accustomed to them that you don't see them as a ni'mah. But you focus instead on all the things that you are missing. And because of that, you become ungrateful and sour and hopeless. But when you start to thank Allah Azza wa Jal, and the easiest way to do that is with your tongue. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. To keep saying alhamdulillah, whatever you face, إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له. He said عليه الصلاة والسلام that the trait of the believer is that whatever happens to him is good for him, that when he encounters something that pleases him, he praises Allah Azza wa Jal for it and thanks him, and that would be good for him. That's the condition, by the way. You may get a raise, be promoted, may get a child, be married. But that may not necessarily be good for you. That will make you the happiest on earth. But that may not be the good thing for you. Not until you couple that with gratitude. Then that's good. But being healthy and disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal is not good. Using the gifts of Allah Azza wa Jal against Him and against yourself is not good. So you need to open your eyes to the gifts of Allah by being grateful, by repeating Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, and Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, no matter what happens, when you wake up in the morning, Alhamdulillah. Before you go to bed, Alhamdulillah. And the more that you say it, the more that your heart will follow your tongue. And when that happens, your eyes open and you start seeing things that you could not see before. Alhamdulillah, I have a vehicle. It does not matter how old it is, but I have a vehicle. Alhamdulillah that I have a house. It does not matter how old or how small it is, but Alhamdulillah, I have it. And when you praise Allah Azza wa Jal for the little that you have, the little expands in barakah until it becomes greater than the greater things that other people have. So a great house, a big house, with lack of gratitude, with acrimony between its people, fighting between the parents and the children and the spouses becomes so tight and so small that it loses all of its barakah. And a small, simple house that praises Allah Azza wa Jal and is content with Allah had given to it becomes like a mansion, and it all depends upon the attitude that the person receives the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal with. When you wake up in the morning, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. Alhamdulillah to Allah Azza wa Jal who had given us life, brought us back to life after we've experienced the likeness of death, and the return will be to Him. You begin your day with Alhamdulillah. So Musa alayhi salam recognized the great ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jal. So when you are gonna fast the day of Ashura, fast it in gratitude also for the ni'mah that Allah had given Musa alayhi salam. And you may say to yourself, well, I feel a disconnect. How is that a ni'mah that affects me? I say it affects you because the course of history changed because of that event. Your life is affected directly by it, because your life today would not be the way that it is if Allah Azza wa Jal did not destroy Pharaoh, if Musa did not rise and his people and they were elevated on earth. Everything that happened afterwards is connected to that event. So your Islam, your practice, your physical presence today is connected to what happened. That's one thing. But the other thing is, because it teaches you that this is how Allah Azza wa Jal deals with the aggressors, with those who disobey Him. Allah says, فَهَلْ يَنْتَظِرُونَ إِلَّا مِثْلَ أَيَّامِ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ قُلْ فَانْتَظِرُوا إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُنْتَظِرِينَ ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كَذَلِكَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah says, are they waiting except for the likeness of the days of those who preceded them? Meaning any aggressor, and he is speaking here directly to whom? To those who oppose the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, what are you waiting for except if you continue with your criminal behavior, with your opposition to Allah Azza wa Jal? This applies then and applies now to everybody who's doing it, a nation or a person, an individual. What are you waiting for except for days like the days of people that Allah had destroyed? This is what is awaiting you. قُلْ فَانْتَظِرُوا. Say, then wait, and I will wait for you. I will wait with you. And a person may say, but they don't care. They're not really waiting. It seems like we are the only people who are waiting. It says, if anything is going to happen to you, it's waiting for you. If death is waiting around the corner, at the end of the road, even if you don't pay attention to it, but you are walking to it, and death is waiting for you, then you're also waiting for it. That's how Allah expresses it. Then Allah says, then when that happens, we will save our messengers and those who have iman. So it is a right upon us, it is a promise from us that we will save the believers. So when you see injustice in the world today and the helplessness of the faithful, realize that the one who had saved Musa alayhi salam can save the believers today. And the one who destroyed Pharaoh can destroy the Pharaohs of today. So you never lose hope. You just need to have patience and taqwa in Allah Azza wa Jal like they did. And the promise of Allah and the sunnah, the habit of Allah Azza wa Jal in dealing with His creation will never fail. That event also teaches us, and we alluded to this when we said fast the day of Ashura in thankfulness, it teaches us also to worship in gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. That is, have you ever tasted or tried ibadah to be grateful? Not just a ibadah as an obligation. I have to pray, then I prayed, then I'm done. I have to fast, then I fasted, then I'm done. That's the cycle. But you can experience a different sensation to that ibadah when you say, I'm going to fast to thank Allah Azza wa Jal. For what? For my health, for my kids, for my house, for my spouse, for being alive, for iman, for being alive, by the way, right? Some may say, I don't want to be alive anymore. I don't know what I'm doing in my life. But every day that Allah gives to you is a ni'mah that you should thank Allah for. Because every single day is a day that could put you in Jannah. Or if you already are destined to be there, we'll take you one level up. Every single day, Allah is telling you here, work extra day, because there is going to come a day when that will be the end of you here. No more ni'mas. But now you're in it. Now if you say astaghfirullah, now if you say subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times and Allah takes all your previous sins, as it says in the hadith, that would have been a very productive day. That is a ni'mah that you should thank Allah Azza wa Jal for. But have you tried it? That is, when you're going to pray your salah, as he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Aisha asked him, why are you praying so much? He says, in gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. That I want to thank him. Like I feel that I do not deserve. And that is a very different attitude, that the entitled attitude that most of us, maybe it's more prevalent among the young. I'm entitled. Like all this is mine and I deserve even more. But if you think about it, we have not done a thing to deserve anything. We have not done a thing to deserve life, but Allah gifted you with that. You haven't done a thing to deserve health, but Allah gives you that. So when you believe that Allah is gifting you all of this and you deserve none of it, then you will be grateful. Then you say, I want to thank Allah Azza wa Jal just for this. Because I feel embarrassed. He gives me eyes and I misuse them. He gives me money and I misuse it. He gives me free time and what do I do with it? So all these ni'mas of Allah Azza wa Jal are being wasted. So it's important here. So when you're going to fast Ashura, bi'idhnillahi Azza wa Jal, but just don't stop there. In your ibadah, say, I really need to thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, not only with tongue, but with deeds. So in your salah, say, this dhuhr, I want to pray with that intention. This isha, I want to pray with that intention. I want to read, Allah Azza wa Jal had just given me something special. I want to read the juz' of the Quran to thank Allah Azza wa Jal. I want to give sadaqah to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for him to bless what I'd been given and save me from its evil, pride, hubris, and all of that. So it's important, as Musa alayhi salam did, when Allah favors you with something, he saves you from harm. He distinguishes you with a gift. Thank Allah for it. And don't attribute it to yourself. Attribute it to Allah Azza wa Jal. He is the giver. He is the bestower. Antum al-fuqara. Wallahu huwa al-ghani. You are the one who are in need. And Allah Azza wa Jal is self-sufficient. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. One of the lessons that we can learn from Muharram and is related to the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and the plan for the hijrah started in Muharram. That's why the Muslim year starts with Muharram. And if we had missed out on the opportunity of the actual physical hijrah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're never really far away from hijrah itself. Because he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, والمهاجر من هجر ما نهى الله عنه, the immigrant, the one who migrates, is the one who leaves what Allah hates behind him. If you know Allah hates something, you leave it first with your heart. You don't think about it. You don't wish for it. You don't indulge fantasies about it. You just leave it, heart. And then in body as well, distance, physical distance between you and whatever Allah Azza wa Jal hates. That is a hijrah that never stops, never ceases, and will continue till the day of judgment, and will continue with each one of us until the moment of our death. And it's a good opportunity, and use it as a reminder for change, that this is the beginning of the year. And these junctures are important to remind you that when you encounter Ramadan, you encounter Muharram, you encounter Hajj, are important monumental junctures that tell you, here, look again at your life and see what you can change about it. See what can be adjusted. And all of us have great plans for ourselves. And if you don't, you should never give up on yourself. It does not matter how old you are. You could start memorizing the Quran at 100. It doesn't matter if you finish or not. The intention is what matters. So you can always begin great projects for yourself, aiming to please Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not too young and you're not too old. But the problem with a great dream is that sometimes the great dream defeats itself because it's so great. I want to memorize the Quran. That's great, but how will you do this? So it remains an abstract. It begins like a big dream, but in itself, because it's so big, it's an obstacle, because it's not achievable, because you don't know how to go about it. So always remains like a dream. So everybody has a dream. So how do you begin? You say, begin by choosing one simple thing that you could change. That's how you start. Not by saying, I want to memorize the entire Quran, have that at a goal, but how will this take place? So begin, and let's promise each other that we're going to do this. You will look at your life and say, I'm not happy with one thing in it. It doesn't have to be something that is major, but one thing in it, I'm not happy with it. Could be something related to the deen or something related to the dunya, the world or religiously. So worldly matters, whether it's financial habit that is not good for you, right? Or a health habit that is not good for you, or a time management habit that is not good for you, and you know that it's not good for you, and you've been telling yourself forever, I want to let go of this. I want to free myself of that. But you haven't done that. Pick one and notice how your life could change without it. Plan for it. Ask Allah for support. See how you could change it. Understand that a habit takes a while for it to become a non-habit. So don't expect it to happen in a day or in a week. But choose one and see the change that it brings to your life. Because if you could be free of one bad habit, that may inspire you to be free of other bad habits as well. You just need to build the desire and the intention. And religiously do this as well. So be inspired by the hijrah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. No one is asking you to make hijrah from Mecca to Medina on foot and leave everything that you know behind. That'd be impossible for most of us today. But we can ask you to look at something bad that you do or something good that you're not doing, and you've always realized this has to change, and embrace that. And it could be something small. One extra salah a day. So you can say, I don't really come to the masjid except on Fridays. Pick another day and come for Isha or Fajr. That's doable, right? That's very doable. And say, I don't pray at night. Nothing, just Isha. He said, you can add two rak'ahs and witr. Two and one. We can add this, right? That's very doable. They say, I never fast except on Ramadan. We say Ashura is coming, right? Very doable on a Friday. And by the way, it's easy, inshallah, because some of you might be aware that it's prohibited that we fast on Friday alone. Now Ashura is going to fall on a Friday. Can I just fast Friday? Yes. Because you're fasting it because it's Ashura, not because it's Friday. You could fast Thursday, Friday. But if you just want to do Friday, just do Friday. But one day, that's very doable. And if you do one, maybe you can add one day a week. Just Monday or just Thursday. That will change you. And you will feel the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal gradually increasing in your life. I don't read the Quran except in Ramadan. That's it. I don't touch it outside of Ramadan. Well, see, you could do one page a day, right? Absolutely. It's easy. It does not even disrupt your schedule. When should I do it? Right after your Fajr Salah. Okay? If your Mus'haf is on in your phone, just open it, read. And then off and on with the rest of your day. But just one. And make it a habit, just like any other habit, just like drinking tea and coffee. Kind of, you never miss that. That. And you will see the barakah in your life because of the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the beauty of it is that when you start one small thing, it leads you to another. Because then you can, they will say to yourself, after that had become a habit, well, that one page, that's not enough. Let me read two. And you'll embrace that, and it'll be easier to do that. So let the beginning of the year maybe be a motivation for us to change. Pick something now, something to leave and something to embrace. And let that be the first step that we take towards a greater change that pleases Allah Azza wa Jal. So ask Him, Rabbal Alameen, Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Rabbal Alameen, make us of those who are filled with Iman and Taqwa. Make us of those who rush towards Your obedience and race and rush away from Your disobedience. Make us, Ya Rabbal Alameen, from among the believers, from among Al-Muhsinoon, from the among Al-Muttaqoon, of the people of Jannah, not of the people of hellfire. Elevate us, Ya Rabbal Alameen, in the dunya and in the akhirah. Forgive us all of our sins, the ones that we know about and the ones that we do not know about. Make us of those who live a grateful life and thank you with their hearts and their tongues and with their bodies. Give us patience, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Give us taqwa. Give us Your love and the love of Your Prophet, alayhi salatu wassalam, and love for the believers and love for righteousness and disdain and hate for unrighteousness. Allahumma atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونسألك الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استقيموا اعتدلوا تراصوا straight in your rows close the gaps حملوا اليوم
الله أكبر
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك تبارك اسمك
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين.
الله أكبر. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. السلام مكسر.
إخواني please, if you are blocking anyone, remove your car. Remember, some brother and sister, they don't have time. Maybe they are going back to work, so respect them. And inshallah, tonight after Maghrib, very important halaqa for Sheikh Ali. So inshallah, join the halaqa, you are your family. Kafa idist, ikhwani. Madam Bishi Muharram Lugujra, Amashi Khairiga halaqa, then you are the halaqa, inshallah, our Sheikh Han had the no khutbe, kafa idist, runti, and adi ad khibrat ule, marka halaqa jam awal babu.